Good morning, my friends, and welcome back. I want to talk with you today as we meditate together about how mindfulness is part of what needs to be present in order to respond in a healthy way to this pandemic situation. We're constantly challenged by the division of opinions, by the fears of what will happen next or won't happen next, by uncertainty. On a personal and family level, this time is one in which many things are magnified. It's like there's a magnifying glass through which we're looking at everything we experience that makes it seem bigger than life. You might notice that you're more reactive to certain things, or less reactive, as though they're not even happening in front of you. We are not ourselves, that's for sure, or at least not the selves that we used to be. But do remember this magnifying glass is present when you find yourself reacting in ways that are unfamiliar to you, that we're all in this together, living as though looking through a magnifying glass at everything that comes to us. Have compassion for yourself and for others as you notice this. And I want to talk with you today about what can be healing during this time of pandemic if we apply it mindfully and consistently. It's not hard, but our structures that we're used to have been removed, and so we are the initiators of just about everything in our lives, even though we're not in control of most of it. So let us sit, finding your comfortable position in that chair that supports you, and focusing your awareness on the natural rhythm of your breath. Notice any place in your body where your muscles may be holding tension, even unlikely places like your forehead or eyelids. And from there, scan down your body, stopping at places of tension, such as your shoulders, and just let those places fall into heaviness, which is the way mindfulness feels when we're sitting still. It occurred to me the other day that self-care during this time actually adds up to a little acronym, and that is HEALS. HEALS. Such things are often useful for remembering. So stay with me as you breathe. The H stands for health, body, mind, and spirit. Being mindful of what we're eating, as this is a time to be careful and caring for our immunity, as we're exposed to higher risk physical situations. Thinking through your day, perhaps, the one that's ahead of you, and considering what options you have for life-sustaining foods rather than sugary foods, for example. I think we all have a sense of what is more or less healthy to put in our bodies, and keeping ourselves aware and letting that awareness guide us. Many of the experts right now are saying that our job is to keep our immune system strong. On a mental level, caring for our mind by refusing to be overexposed to the news, either political or pandemic news. We are saturated, my friends, and most of the way the news is presented is quite frightening about what could happen. In mindfulness practice, we come to know that the only thing that is happening is right now. And sure, we can be aware, but we don't need all the details. What we need are details about how to take care of ourselves and how to promote goodness in others and in our world. See if you can take a break from the news for a couple of days, maybe looking only at headlines as they go by. Or maybe a complete break, although that's very difficult for most people right now. Notice the agitation that comes up when you first start this practice. You may be constantly thinking about it, and then it gets easier, especially if you use your mindfulness to simply notice how you respond to doing something differently. I can assure you from my personal experience and that of others that limiting our exposure to the onslaught of the news restores our mental condition to a place of greater balance, less anticipation of the worst we think could happen, and leaves us free to focus on the present and those who are with us. And the last part to consider when it comes to your health is your sense of spiritual condition or spiritual fitness or strength of faith or sense of hope, however it is that you can recognize when you are or aren't in a spiritually fit condition. Some of us are struggling with a kind of hopelessness attached to a what if. We just keep going in this direction. The pandemic keeps coming back. The world around us continues to be divided and destroyed with its natural resources. Or there's just more violence from both the far left and the far right in our political environment. And in this place of ready darkness, we need a spiritual centeredness that comes with the practice of mindfulness. When you do your mindfulness practice, ask yourself, what is the condition of my spirit right now? Where is the light in my life? And where is the darkness? And notice both. Perhaps committing yourself to a daily practice that for you is spiritual in nature. It might be a walk outside, mindfully, looking around at everything, looking, hearing, feeling, sensing the ground under your feet, the smell in the air, temperature, the birds, and being aware that in all of creation, our Creator is fully present. We are not alone. Nor do I think that most of what we come up with catches that Creator by any surprise, because that Creator knows pretty well all the things that have been created, including our human struggles. So let your spirit turn toward what is light, towards prayer, if you pray, towards an extra meditation, 10 minutes if you meditate, towards something generous that you can do. It's very small, but lifts your heart. The spirit thrives under inner conditions of generosity, acceptance, joy, and appreciation, and the quietness to know that our Creator is saying at every moment, be still and know that I am. Breathe into that, my friends, in whatever way the words appear for you. Believe in the human spirit of goodness, even when it is not fully visible. It is present. Darkness and light are always present, and our spirit needs to choose which one we seek to look for when our spirit is struggling, and that is the light. We'll continue with this acronym of HEALS on the days ahead. And until the next time, my friends, take it with you. Namaste. Amen.